This is election night coverage on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And good evening from Madison. I'm Bob Haig. There's an enthusiastic and optimistic crowd waiting for U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in Oshkosh.
With returns currently showing Johnson maintaining a lead over Democratic challenger Russ Feingold, the senator's supporters are remaining upbeat about his chances of holding on to his seat. The campaign has expressed confidence in the closing days of the campaign. The momentum was on their side and appears so far like that may have been the case. If his lead holds, Johnson could win a seat many had expected to swing to a Democrat as recently as just a few days ago. In Oshkosh, Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And WRN's Terry Bell is with the Russ Feingold campaign.
The mood at Feingold headquarters is optimistic but subdued, with 36% of precincts reporting Russ Feingold is trailing Ron Johnson 52% to 45%. Democrats were energized by record early voting and a large election day turnout, so they're waiting for more numbers to come in. Dane County in particular, a big Democratic stronghold, the numbers from there said to be coming in slower than expected. At Feingold headquarters in Middleton, Terry Bell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Elsewhere, Representatives Paul Ryan, Gwen Moore, Jim Sensenbrenner, Glenn Grothman, and Sean Duffy have all been reelected. This was Ryan earlier this evening.
I am so eager to get back to work for you, to get on with fixing our country's problems. We have so much potential in this country, so much potential. And if we can just tap it, that's what's ahead of us. You know, by some accounts, I've just been sitting there watching the polls. By some accounts, this could be a really good night for America. This could be a good night for us. Fingers crossed.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan with his supporters earlier this evening in Janesville. And you're listening to Election Night coverage on Wisconsin Radio Network.